This is a good time to read you a poem, and it's an even better time for me to introduce you to the voice of Paula Meehan, an Irish poet, professor. I forget where she's a professor. Here is a recording of Paula Meehan reading her poem, "The Ghost of My Mother Comforts Me." The ghost of my mother comforts me. And when Paula has finished reading it, I will read it to you twice.
The ghost of my mother comforts me.
Anyway, the ghost of my mother comforts me. Do not fear, daughter, when they lift their sticks, their stones, when they hiss beneath their breaths. Fallen woman, adulteress, breaker of marriage vows, made before a holy priest to an honourable man. For you, daughter, there is no blame, for you, no portion of guilt, for you are made in my likeness. You can take the crucifixion from your voice. I will stroke your forehead till you sleep, till you pass over into the dream world, where we can walk together in gardens wet with rain, or fly along old star roads, or sit quietly near running water. And when you wake refreshed, you'll be ready for their sticks, their stones, their names that cannot hurt you. Balance your gypsy soul lodged in the body given you, my daughter, for your pleasure and as a tool for struggle against the weight of the world's troubles. Take comfort in the knowledge that you are not alone. There are many like you on the earth, and you will be numbered among the warriors when the great book is written. Because I am your mother, I will protect you, as I promised you in childhood. You will walk freely on the planet, my beloved daughter. Fear not the lightning bolts of a Catholic god or any other, for I have placed my body and my soul between you and all harm.
Okay, it's my turn to read. The ghost of my mother comforts me. Paula Meehan. Do not fear, daughter, when they lift their sticks, their stones, when they hiss beneath their breaths, fallen woman, adulteress, breaker of marriage vows, made before a holy priest to an honourable man. For you, daughter, there is no blame, for you no portion of guilt, for you're made in my likeness. You can take the crucifixion from your voice. I will stroke your forehead till you sleep, till you pass over into the dream world, where we can walk together in gardens wet with rain. Or fly along old star roads, or sit quietly near running water. And when you wake, refreshed, you'll be ready for their sticks, their stones, their names that cannot hurt you. Balance your gypsy soul lodged in the body given you, my daughter, for your pleasure, and as a tool for struggle against the weight of the world's troubles. Take comfort in the knowledge that you are not alone. There are many like you on the earth, and you will be numbered among the warriors when the great book is written. Because I am your mother, I will protect you, as I promised you in childhood. You will walk freely on the planet, my beloved daughter. Fear not the lightning bolts of a Catholic god or any other, for I have placed my body and my soul between you and all harm. Do Do not fear, daughter, when they lift stones, when they hiss beneath their breaths, fallen woman, adulteress, breaker of marriage vows made before a holy priest to an honorable man. For you, daughter, there is no blame, for you no portion of guilt, for you're made in my likeness. You can take the crucifixion from your voice. I will stroke your forehead till you sleep, till you pass over into the dream world where we can walk together in gardens wet with rain, or fly along old star roads, or sit quietly near running water. And when you wake refreshed, you'll be ready for their sticks, their stones, their names that cannot hurt you. Balance your gypsy soul, lodged in the body given you, my daughter, for your pleasure and as a tool for struggle against the weight of the world's troubles. Take comfort in the knowledge that you are not alone. There are many like you on the earth, and you will be numbered among the warriors when the great book is written. Because I am your mother, I will protect you as I promised you in childhood. You will walk freely on the planet, my beloved daughter. Fear not the lightning bolts of a Catholic god or any other, for I have placed my body and my soul between you and all harm. For I have placed my body and my soul between you and all harm. By Paula Meehan.